Hello. Welcome to the session on DevConf proposals for DevConf 15. It's not too late still to decide that you're interested in having DevConf 15 in your city. I mean, today or even in the next few months. If you want to register your interest today, it's nice. I know a couple of groups are here who have presentations ready to share, but it's also possible if you just want to come up and say, I think it would be great if we want to have it in Syria or whatever, and try and find later some team for that. So to start with, who is actually here from a BID team? I know that there are people from Belgium and people from Germany here. Is there any other team here that's willing to say anything today, or is that it? Vomoku again. Yeah. So I think the best format is if I just say a few things quickly about how this things work, then maybe we have about 10 minutes for each BID team that out of the two who registered their interest to show some presentation. And I think if we take questions to both BID teams together at the end, it will be more efficient than trying to split up the question time. So this is hopefully a map of where we've had DevConf so far. We are achieving kind of good coverage in some parts of the world. It would be maybe nice if one day we had some DevConfs in this kind of area. But yeah, we'll see. Yeah, that one too, yeah. The travel sponsorship might be difficult, but yeah. A few years ago, we had a discussion about what DevConf is actually for, and we ended up deciding some primary and some secondary goals of DevConf, which are listed on this slide. So we said that the main goals of DevConf are enabling face-to-face interactions between the people who come, trying not to fall off the stage, providing talks and video to many more people who are not actually physically present at DevConf, and providing time for people to work on Debian. And two things that are big factors, but are kind of secondary to those and should really happen as a result of the other ones, are trying to motivate the contributors to the project and also to motivate the local community in whatever region the conference is held in. Typically, if we organize a good conference that really focuses on the first three, then the other ones will end up happening by themselves. For the BID teams, probably have already found the people who are making proposals today have probably already found this, but if you are interested in bidding for DevConf 15 or for any other future DevConf year, then you could have a look at this wiki page, and there's a lot of links from there to some other pages. Also on the DevConf wiki, there's a category DevConf manual, which has some documentation in better and worse states on various aspects of DevConf that can also be quite useful to look at if you're thinking about how things might work in your own region. So the timeline then is a couple of teams will present possible proposals today. At the end of the year sometime, we'll have, probably in December, we would have formal bids submitted, which means completing some kind of questionnaire effectively that we give, and maybe ideally having some photos and other information ready, being able to answer people's questions about things. And then probably early next year, we would then have a decision on what the venue would be for 2015. The exact time frame is normally a bit dependent on what the teams who are bidding want and how ready they feel they are. And then in 2015, we'll have DevConf in one of the locations. And just to mention, if you are organizing a bid or starting a tentative bid, then given we're in Debian, it's not hard for us to provide you with a mailing list and web hosting or any other services you need. Just really go on, speak to someone who's already involved in DevConf, and they'll point you in the right direction. So we will now have the bid presentations. Can someone from the Belgian bid pick heads or tails? And the coin came heads, so you choose whether it's first or second. First.
We don't need. There we go. Is it on? Did I switch it off? It's on. It's working? Yeah, great. So, hi. I have been thinking about doing a DebConf in Belgium for quite a while, and I decided during the day trip today or this year that if I wasn't going to make a bid eventually, it would probably never happen. So, that's why we have a bid now. I chose Mechelen, mainly because that's where I live, and that would make it easiest for me, and because it was my idea, it's going to be Mechelen. But this is not by any means final yet. If you find out that for some practical reasons, Mechelen is not the ideal solution in Belgium, then this may still change. But for now, we'll assume Mechelen. Mechelen is an European city with a medieval history, which means that there's lots of things to do. I took a picture of a panorama picture of the central market square. You can see some medieval architecture there. It is in the heart of Flanders in Belgium, halfway between Brussels and Antwerp. It has just over 80,000 inhabitants, which means that it's not a very large city. In fact, you can actually walk from one side of the city to the other within about 15 minutes. So that's not a very large city. And another advantage of going to Belgium is that the average person there will know at least two or three languages, Dutch, French, and English. We'll often find people who even speak German or Spanish or something similar, and even more than that is absolutely not unheard of. We are really good with languages, which is useful for an international conference. Center of Europe, Schengen area, so getting there should not be providing too many issues for most people. Mechelen is an interesting city, with some things why it's famous. One of the few things, we have a soccer team that was UEFA Champions Winner Cup champion in 1988, a long time ago, but hey. A brewery called Het Anker, which brews some beers that are sold all over Belgium. They used to have a lot more, this is the only one that's left. You can visit it, it's a nice thing to do. There's a toy museum, which is interesting for kids and geeks alike. There's a Carillon school, a world-famous Carillon school, actually. People from all over the world come there to study playing the Carillon. And there are four public Carillons in total, which I kind of like. The Archbishop of Belgium lives in Mechelen. Hence, cathedral and a tower that you can visit with a nice view. There's a zoo, also nice for kids. There is a Beganov. Look it up on Wikipedia. Would take me far too long. I don't have that time. But it's really nice, all small, quaint houses, really nice to visit. There is a Hanswerk processie. Very famous, actually called World Heritage, so it's not just something. And, well, most importantly, it will host DebConf 15. As I said, I made the decision to go for the DebConf. So this is about the local team. If you want to do a DebConf, you need a local team. We don't really have one yet, because in 3 days, building a local team is quite fast, so I didn't manage to do it. However, I'm personally a member of the FOSDEM team, so I do have some experience with building large conferences. You may have heard of FOSDEM, I don't know. There are 17 Belgian Debian developers. Not all of them are active anymore. At least those who are here are in the room and have expressed their interest in helping out to me. So it shouldn't be an issue. Sorry? They are sitting right in front of you. Hi, Luc. Hi, Kurt. Hi, Ivo. Right there. There are some Debian developers in the southern Netherlands as well. I mean, Belgium is not that large. Mechelen is not that far from the border. In fact, some Debian developers from the Netherlands live closer to Mechelen than some Debian developers from Belgium. And northern France, but that might be a bit of a stretch. At least some of those who are here have expressed interest as well. In addition, I wrote a blog post about my intentions and I sent some email, and that's produced some interest as well. So I think we're on the right track there to produce a local team. If you're going to do a DevConf, you need a venue. I think there are several options. I picked out two. This one is really my pie in the sky option. I don't think we'll be able to use this one, but it would be really great if we could. This is an old brewery, as the name here says, Brouwerij La Motte. It is a closed one. It's not one of the active ones anymore. They changed it into a convention center. You can see that this ceiling is a bit sloped. That's because on top of that, there is an auditorium which can seat 250 people, according to their website. They have seven more rooms that we could use to do talks in. Not all of them are that large, of course. They are also situated right next to the river. And across the river is the fish market, where there are lots of restaurants and bars, providing a very interesting opportunity to go out for food or to have a drink if you want that outside of DevConf. However, as I said, it might be a bit too expensive, and therefore, it would be really nice, so I will investigate this, but I'm not sure if we're actually going to be able to afford that. It also doesn't show on the website, so I'll have to go there in person. Another option, which is actually more likely, is the Lesius Hogeschool. They have several campuses. A few years ago in Belgium, the law was changed so that institutes for higher education had to be grouped into, so that the government wouldn't have to deal with as many of them. So they now have, I think they have three in Mechelen and four in Antwerp, and there's also one in nearby Sint-Catalijnen-Waver. And in fact, that one, the one in Sint-Catalijnen-Waver, was the venue for Academy 2008. So it is reasonable to assume that the people from Lesius Hogeschool know how to deal with an open source conference. And I think this is a likely interesting venue. In fact, this campus, Campus de Vest, is just a few hundred meters down the road from the train station, so also fairly easy to reach. I'll come back to that later. Lodging is not yet the best part of this presentation. I live in Mechelen, therefore I don't need lodging in Mechelen, so therefore I don't know what's there, so I'll have to look for that a bit further. I did check a bit, and I found several hotels are fairly near to my pie in the sky option. The Mercure V is, in fact, on the fish market itself. Price might be an issue, though. It's a hotel, it's not a hostel. I checked, according to hotels.com, price for one room for one night would be 60 to 70 euros. That's clearly far too much. Of course, these are prices through with a commission, without scale prices. Let's assume we can cut that in half. That would still get us 30 to 35 euros. It's more reasonable, but I think it's probably still too much. So I need to talk to these people before I can actually make any promises about that. There are also some dorm houses in the city. That might be a more interesting option. However, it's not clear if these will be available. In Belgium, if you study and you fail your exam in June, then you get to try again in September, which means that many students will still be in the dorm houses until September studying, and they will probably not be very happy if lots of geeks are making noises in the hallways. So this really needs some more investigation. That's not clear. As such, I also haven't looked at food yet, because that would really depend on what we have for lodging. So I looked at this. Telenet is one of the major players on the Belgian telecommunications market. They provide cable TV, cable internet, telephony, both fixed and mobile. They just happen to be headquarters in Mechelen, so that is somewhat helpful. They have at least one Debian-based product, cloud hosting product where you can choose Debian as the operating system. So they probably know what Debian is and have a commercial interest. And we also have some inside lines. That is, I know a few of their system administrators, and I've also once or twice sent them invoices for services rendered. So I think, given these facts, that it is not unreasonable to assume that they might be willing to provide sponsorship. Reachability is actually one of the strong points. This is a map from OpenStreetMap. You can see here, maybe you can't see, but right here is Antwerp. This is Mechelen, and this is Brussels. The nearest airport is Brussels National Airport at Zaventem, which is right here, about 20 kilometers away from Mechelen. There is a train station under the airport with a direct connection to Mechelen, which takes 11 minutes. That's rather quick, I would say. There are high-speed trains to both Brussels South and Antwerp Central Station, if you're coming from somewhere in Europe by high-speed train. From there, it will take, depending on the exact type of train, 15 to 30 minutes to get to Mechelen. It is also right next to E19, which is this blue line here. And there's two exits there, so if you're coming by car, that's also fairly good reachable. So in summary, Mechelen has very good reachability. It's easy to get there. It's an interesting environment, lots of things to do in a city of that size, yet it's not too large. There are several options for the venue, although we need to investigate that a bit further. There will probably not be connectivity issues, but we do still need to work on lodging. Thank you.
So we are here to present the proposal for DevConf in Germany.
Welcome. So we can leave.
We don't have as much information as Wouter had, but still we wanted to say that we are interested. So we don't yet have a city. There are many cities in Germany. There's Berlin. There's Munich, there's Cologne, Frankfurt, yeah, and it goes on and on. There are many cities we haven't chosen which city we will present as the formal bid in December, right? So yeah. It could be anywhere in Germany.
Yeah. So many people will remember the last time we tried to run a bid for Germany. It will not be like that last time. We won't have internal bids against each other and fighting and whatever. We will try to put the venue thing first. We will go around Germany, have a look what's a good venue for DevConf, and then we decide, okay, this is a good location, and say, okay, we have nice areas all over the country, and it will be working.
Mm-hmm. We also have beautiful landscapes like here, but we will likely host it in a city and go to the beautiful landscape for the day trip. We also have lots of beer. Although, personally, I prefer Belgian beer.
You can bring Belgian beer.
So, Debian in Germany. Germany is the second country in number of DDs, in number of active DDs. The first one, for anyone that wonders, is the United States. And there are also a lot of companies that work with Debian, like provide support or stuff like that, that we hope will be potential sponsors for this DevConf. But we haven't yet contacted anyone, of course.
Yeah. And in terms of local team, like I think 2 or 3 days ago, Azim approached me and said, okay, I want to do, or we would like to do a bit for Germany again. And we just shouted around, wrote some mails, and we gathered like, 10, 12 people just out of DevConf who said, okay, we want to support you. And I know a lot of other DDs or non-DDs contributors who really would like to help to have a DevConf in Germany. So on this side, we are pretty set.
So as Relina already said, we plan to work together as a country and not put cities against each other. We want to find the best venue possible in Germany. We are convinced that there will be a good venue somewhere, although we don't know yet where. And if you are interested in helping out, there's the mailing list and there's the wiki. We are currently collecting ideas of possible venues. And yeah, then we will be investigating those.
I think that is.
So now let's take some questions from people. Again, I guess people may have some questions that apply to one bit or the other, but it's also nice if you can ask a general question that both teams can answer on. No questions at all?
Not exactly a question, but something that I would like the bits to take into account is that every time we're having more kids, every time we're having even developers with kids that couldn't make it here because of the infrastructures and stuff. So I would like that the bits took into account making it available for people with kids and especially female Debian developers with kids to be able to attend.
I don't think there's anything to answer. Sure, we will take that into account.
Oh, if I may say something about what he's saying, I sympathize with the general sentiment, but not with a specific. As a parent, I would much rather bring my kid here than to a university campus. Not because I don't value university campuses, mind you. There's a lot of places there where I would prefer to take him to a university campus than there. But my point is, if some people don't like to take their kids to nature, that shouldn't be taken as an argument against doing camps, because I think camping is one of the activities that most benefits kids, and I talk as a parent.
In my opinion, DAPConf changes every year. We had camping and nature opportunity here. We have a university accommodation in Portland, and I think we'll have a look what the next one will be. Even if maybe nature or camping is very friendly for children, we should look at diversity, real diversity. So have a look at what is a good venue and try to get all people together. And I think it should be changing with the countries.
He's a talkmaster, not I.
I think it's also, sure, those considerations are important, and I agree that it's a good thing to look at that. But the most important thing, I think, is to make sure that DAPConf works well. And if that is true, and then we can always look at what the available venues are to make it work well, and then pick the one that gives the best consideration for kids or people with parents with kids, stuff like that. But I don't think that should be the most important consideration. But I sure agree that it is important, and we should look into it. Thank you.
So just a question for me. Who has raised his hand so that I have nowhere to go to at all? So he's the next. Good.
Just the last sentence to the Kids question, and at least for the Germany team, two of the people on the Orga team have little kids, so you can rest assured that we will have to find a solution for us anyway, and that won't be limited to two.
So, this is somewhat of a unrelated question, but has any of you thought about pricing or cost? Now, of course, I realize that all of these estimates will be wrong. They are every year. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. So I was asking about guesses at cost, and I realize that every year the numbers are wrong at this stage, and they will be wrong at several later iterations. So it's just an idea to get a, gut, intuitive feeling for it.
I did try to look into that, and that's how I came up with the hotel prices. But it's really difficult to do that from 700 kilometers away. It's one of the first things I'm going to look into when I get back into Mechelen, but it's really difficult to do that from here. I can't really give you any estimate that would be even remotely accurate, so I'm not going to try. Sorry.
Yeah, it's almost the same situation here. We thought of different places, and all of the different places we don't have any numbers, so we can't really know. We want to have it affordable, as always. We don't want to go over budget, so it's something that will be taken into account. And when choosing the best venue, the price of the venue is also going to influence that choice.
Doesn't look like.
Any more questions? Yeah, the presentation answered everything.
I think we have another one here.
I mean, I just wanted to clear out that, I mean, if nobody else has anything else to say, that I wasn't saying that kids should be a priority or that nature should be chosen over campuses. I was just saying that it's been said twice to me, at least once, I heard it right now, and once before privately, that this was a bad venue for kids. And I just, like, personally, for me personally, saying as a parent, you know, have it wherever you want, but don't say that nature is bad for kids. Come on, it's ridiculous.
This doesn't belong to this presentation, so please let's not go into it.
Do we have any other questions you want to raise, or you just want to go and appreciate the nature? Yeah,
I'm sorry,
I'm
not sure if you can hear me.
If there's no more questions, the next session is going to be the DebConf next year in Portland session in half an hour, I guess. So if there's no more questions, then I guess we just thank the bid teams for starting.